ओम शांति। टुडे इज 13th September 2018। मैजिक ऑफ ब्लेसिंग। ब्लेसिंग, मे यू बी अ कर्म योगी हु रिमेन्स सेफ फ्रॉम माया से रबिश बाय लिविंग लाइक अ लोटस ऑन द फील्ड ऑफ एक्शन। मे यू बी अ कर्म योगी हु रिमेन्स सेफ फ्रॉम माया से रबिश बाय लिविंग लाइक अ लोटस ऑन द फील्ड ऑफ एक्शन। एक्सप्लेनेशन, a karma yogi is known in other words as a lotus. To be a karma yogi means that your karma and yoga are combined and that you do not experience any bondage of karma. Let no type of rubbish, that is no vibration of maya, touch you. Maya takes birth through weakness in the soul, and the way to finish any weakness in the soul is to listen to the Murli daily. This is fresh, nourishing food. Digest this food with churning power and you will remain safe from Maya's rubbish. So today Baba is speaking about the Karma Yogi stage. How one can maintain Karma Yogi stage? How one can experience Karma Yogi stage? How one can experience? Many of the Murlis, Baba says about the Karma Yogis. So I think there are two options, maybe there would be more. So one option is that I am the soul doing through my hands. I am a Karavanhar soul doing through my hands or whatever the action we are doing. And the second option is Baba is Karan Karavanhar, he is doing through us. Doing to us. So I think there are the two options. If one want to become Karma Yogi, so one is I am the soul, I am doing through my hands, and another one is Baba is doing through me. To be a Karma Yogi means that your karma and yoga are combined and that you do not experience any bondage of karma. So do not experience any bondage. When we do any kind of karma, either we are narrating Murli or either we are doing any gross kind of seva, we got attached with that karma, that I did that. Or sometime if we don't have that kind of attachment with the karma, that I did that, but we have that, we got attached with that fruit of karma. If we got praise, then we become so much happy. And if someone insults us that you haven't did good job or that thing is not good, we become unhappy, upset. So that also we attach with the karma. So Baba is saying, let no type of rubbish, that is no vibration of Maya, touch you. So how Maya comes to us, or how Maya impact on any Brahmin soul? After surrendering it to Baba also, yeah, that's Baba's work. Yeah, that's right. Baba, that's your job, I am doing. But that's not much easy. You know, just in Hindi class also we shared that if we are in the center and teacher is giving any kind of seva, or if we are doing good seva, then what we are saying, Baba, you are giving that seva to me. But if suppose that teacher is not giving us seva, then we blame on teacher, that teacher is not giving. Of course, from our mouth, we are saying that, oh, Baba is doing that, or Baba don't want to give me that seva. But inside somewhere, that point is there, that thing is there, that teacher is not giving me that seva. We have that kind of, we are create. Yeah. Yeah. That thing is very, I told you that very, yeah, that thing should, we have to accept that thing from core of our heart. That Baba don't want to give me that seva, that's why he has given that seva to someone else. That teacher is only the nimit, either to give me that seva or not. But that Baba want to do me or through me or not. So there are few points which I just turned, that what kind of mayas are there in Brahmin life. So one is complaints. All the time we complain that he is doing that, he is doing that, he is giving, that teacher is giving or the seniors are giving seva to him but not to me. so many complaints are there. If someone is sleeping in the yoga, that time also we complain about him. That is not our job, no? If he is sleeping in yoga or whatever he is doing, that not our churning. We don't have to waste the time in that. But we do all many types of complaints. If we can make the list of how many complaints in entire day, in the whole day, we do about others, that he is doing that, what he had to do that, like that way, he don't have to do like that way, he is writing Mudli like this way, he had to write the Mudli by that way. So what we think that whatever we are doing, others, we are expecting from others also that they should have to do like that way only. So first is complaint. And another one is comparison. Always do comparison that he got that, he came just from last few years in the Gyan and he's coming to center, but teacher is giving the chance of seva to him only. First, before that, earlier they are giving so much seva to me, but now they are giving seva to him only. Or suppose if we are in Madhuban or in center only, if someone get any kind of facilities, so many times we have that thing in our mind that I am in this Gyan or in Yajna from last 10 years and that person, that soul is very new and he got the car and he got the bike and all the, he got the computers, so many facilities, but I didn't get that facilities. So we do so many kind of comparison. So that comparison is also one kind of weakness. And another one is telling others how to live. Now, Brahmins are very, not Brahmins, even outsider people also, they are free advice center. Many times we give free advice to others, how we have to live. No, you have to sit in yoga like this way only, you have to read them or listen movie like this way. So many kind of things are there. Yeah, everybody is teaching. We are thinking that I am the ocean of Srimad and I am telling Srimad, I am giving Srimad to others. So many things are there. So telling others how to live. Yeah, we think that we only know the Srimad and that soul is, he didn't know any kind of Srimad, so we are teaching him by that way. And another one is too much thinking of future. We have to think about the future, but too much thinking about the future is also not good. We know that we had given our life to Baba. We had dedicated our life to Baba. Either we are living in Madhuban or either we are living in a household. But when we say that Baba, everything belongs to you, I had given my life to you. So we don't have to think about our future. Of course, for our daily routine, if we are doing any kind of business or job or any kind of problem is there, we have to think. But too much thinking is also not good in Brahmin life. And too much thinking of past. Whatever happens in our past, suppose something happened yesterday, not 5 or 10 years ago, but something happened just yesterday, but we are continuously thinking about that only. So too much thinking or churning of past is also not good in Brahmin life. And another one is gossiping. So much time we waste in gossiping, that he is doing that, he is doing that, he don't have to do like that way. Sometime we gossip about the weather, sometime we gossip about the political issues, sometime we gossip about the plays, the games. No. So this all gossipings are not good in Brahmin life. So this all also one kind of weakness. If we do any kind of gossiping, instead of churning Murli, we do any kind of gossiping about oneself or about others also, that's not good in Brahmin life. And another one is hanging out with the negative people. We know that person is not good. Not good means, well, in Brahmin, everyone is good only, but everyone has their own sanskar. But if you know that he is not following the Srimad or he is going in another part, not doing churning, or any other person who is doing so, time waster. Baba saying there are so many time wasters are there. If we do company of those time wasters, what we will attend from them or what we'll get from them, we'll also waste our time. So, hanging out with the negative people. Then another one is watching or noticing others' weakness. That also very bad weakness in Brahmin life. Instead of watching their specialties, we are always, or we see their weakness only. And many times it happens that if someone is very near and dear to us, if he do any kind of wrong thing and if he has any kind of weakness, we never notice their weakness. This we say, no, it's okay, no problem. But if any person is there, we have some conflict or clashing of sanskar with them. If he do good things also, we try to see the weakness from that. that no, he had to do like that way, he had to do like that way. So one thing is that watching or noticing others' weakness is one kind of weakness in Brahmin life. And another weakness is so much attachment with food. We always think about the food, I have to eat that, what I have to prepare in the morning, what we have to make in the lunch time, what I had yesterday, oh, this food I haven't ate from last so many months, so many years, so many days, we have to prepare this kind of food. So much attachment with food also. And another one is already, as we discussed, that free advice center. We are ready to give free advice to others. Not focusing self. Instead of focusing self, we focus on others, that what they are doing. He is not going for Muzli class. So that's not our business, no? He is not going for Muzli class. That we have to give thanks to him that if he is not going Muzli class, we are going for Muzli, that he is giving chance to us to go ahead. If someone is not waking up for the Amrutvela, we are complaining that he is not waking up Amrutvela. He is not that time. Or sometime we complain that he always sleep in the yoga. But we don't know what his routine. Maybe he's doing some hard seva, or he has some kind of mental seva is there. That's why he becomes so tired and whatever is there. But instead of watching oneself, watching self, we are watching others. So not focusing self, but we are focusing on others. And churning of self-weakness. Instead of churning good points, instead of churning positive thoughts, instead of churning what specialties I have, instead of that, we churn the what kind of weakness I have. One of the Murli Baba says, if we did any kind of wrong job or any mistake we done, but always churning of, if we churn so many times of that mistake, it's like we put a line and we are just constantly repeating same line, drawing the same line on that line. So it makes that line dark. By mistakenly we had drawn any line, but if we are churning, if we are thinking about the same line all the time, that I made that mistake, I did made that mistake. So we are making that slight line, the light which was so slight, we are making that line dark. So churning of self-weakness is also one of the weakness in Brahmin life. So as Baba says here, Maya takes birth through weakness in the soul. And the way to finish any weakness in the soul is to listen to the Murli daily. I think 1 month ago only there was a Avyakt Murli, no? About the Murli only. This is fresh, nourishing food. So what we can take, or what, how we can churn Delhi's Murli, or how we can get the nourishment. Baba is saying that this is fresh and nourishing food. So what kind of attainments or what kind of things we can get from Delhi Murli? How daily Murli help us, or any kind of Murli help us? How? Guidelines, yeah. Murli is the stream, ocean of Srimad. Okay. And another one is, and many times Baba says, read at least Murli 4 to 5 times. So, 5 to 6 times, 8 times, 10 times, multiple times. So, every time if we read Murli, we get some new points. When Brahma Baba become awake, that time also Baba says that what we'll do now. So just revise the Murlis. Okay, Baba says whatever you heard yesterday, you can't remember that whatever we heard. So whatever you heard 1 month ago or 2 months ago, 6 months ago, it's not easy to remember. So read Murli multiple times. So if how many times we read Murli, every time we'll get some fresh points from that. And another one is Murli is the best source of somans. There are many somans in the Murli. So if we take any 2 or 3 kind of soman and churn on that soman, just not churn, but write down about that soman also. It's giving us so much power. Yeah. Chop chini is like chawan prash. It's some kind of nourishment, the food which is giving so much nourishment. And Murli is the ocean of positive thoughts also. One is Soman also, but one is Murli is the ocean of positive thoughts. And here we have the many kind of methods to revise the Murli. So if we can revise the Murli by so many methods, Baba is saying that in our here also in Self Progress Group we had taken so many points or method. So if, like comparison method or contrast method, debate method, news reading method, question method, so many methods, 108 types of method, how to churn Murli. Yeah, Murli contains all the four subjects there, Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva. So we can take out that points also, that what is point of Gyan, what is point of Yoga, what is point of
Maya method.
So if we'll churn the Murli by this way, it will give us so much sustain, good points or the nourishment. So Baba is saying, this is fresh, nourishing food. Digest this food with churning power and you will remain safe from rubbish. So one thing is that we are reading Murli, but another thing is how to digest the Murli. So instead of reading all the Murli, what I feel that instead of reading the whole entire Murli four or five times, if we just read the blessing of Murli also, if we read just question and answer and the points of dharana, blessing and the slogan also four or five times is giving us so much power. Yeah, for self progress, one or two or three points is sufficient. If someone want to do entire day, if someone want to, yeah, just give attention on that one point only and try to churn on that point. As I told that, not just churning, but try to write down also about that point. It's giving us so much power, because every time whenever we think about writing or when we churn, it's giving us so much new power. We can ask to others also that in today I am churning on that point. So if we have any a new point regarding that, so that person also can help us. Asking others method. One of our method is churning Murli, asking others method. So I will read once again, blessing. May you be a karma yogi who remains safe from Maya's rubbish by living like a lotus on the field of action. Explanation. A karma yogi is known in other words as a lotus. To be a karma yogi means that your karma and yoga are combined and that you do not experience any bondage of karma. Let no type of rubbish, that is no vibration of Maya, touch you. Maya takes birth through weakness in the soul, and the way to finish any weakness in the soul is to listen to the Murli daily. This is fresh, nourishing food. Digest this food with churning power and you will remain safe from rubbish. Om Shanti.